Kevin Papp, President, Minnesota Farm Bureau.
Kevin, give me your thoughts and the thoughts of Farm Bureau following the conclusion of the 2018 Minnesota legislative session and some action by the governor, and in some cases, I guess, some inaction as you look at issues that were important to agriculture going into the session.
Minnesota Farm Bureau is extremely disappointed by the governor's veto of the Ag Policy Bill. Well, the Ag Policy Bill was passed with large bipartisan support, both in the House and in the Senate, where we've got a history of working together to get things done, and we're going to have a lot of missed opportunities.
Yeah, when you look directly at this bill and what is potentially being lost here, I know funding for the Rural Finance Authority or the Beginning Farmer Program was one thing. What else about this bill could have really helped this year?
Well, there were some additional opportunities from the Rural Finance Authority for livestock farmers, the Beginning Farmer Tax Credit Clarity, and probably the big one for agriculture and for us in Farm Bureau was it returns the soil loss regulations to local control.
And would you say that's probably where the governor saw the desire to veto the bill is because of how that authority would be we handled, or was there another issue that hung it up and led to the veto?
Well, this soil loss rule or the amendment to the soil loss is really a major change. This was something that was hidden in the 2015 buffer law where it repealed the county-based structure, and this is something that never had a hearing. It wasn't in the original bills. It was not in the engrossments. It was first showed up in the conference committee report. So we have some real concerns. You know, regulations are important, but they need to be done in an open, transparent manner. And we're going to continue to make sure that we've got county-based control, locally designed, locally implemented, and quite frankly, sometimes locally regulated is what needs to happen.
The governor has 2 weeks following the conclusion of the session to make his final decisions on the legislation. Is this a case where never say never could apply to the Ag Policy Bill, or does this veto essentially kill any chances of that legislation becoming law?
Well, we've seen the governor's veto on the Ag Policy Bill. Unless we have a special session or something else changes, now we're going to continue from a Farm Bureau perspective to urge the governor to sign the tax bill, the bonding bill, the supplemental funding bill that has a lot of other things for Minnesota. But as we look at the ag bill, we're kind of done and we've got nothing done, so to speak. But quite frankly, the committees and the legislature did get a lot done. The governor just chose not to sign it.
Those other bills that you just mentioned, how do you view the prospects of those bills and what the governor might do?
Well, we're going to continue to urge him to sign it. The tax bill really needs to happen after our federal tax changes. There's some things in there that are good for everybody in Minnesota to modify those changes because of the federal changes. We're going to continue to work on the bonding bill, money for roads and bridges, township help. And then we've got the supplemental funding bill, that 900-plus page bill that has money for rural health, Rural Finance Authority, and resources for the opioid epidemic.
Kevin, does this session stick out to you in a bad way when you compare it to other sessions? Yeah, a lot of work got done last minute. Now we have the ag policy veto, still uncertainty with some other major bills like you just talked about. I won't say historically bad, but it sure seems like coming out of the session, a dark cloud sort of hanging over it.
Well, it's very frustrating because, again, the ag committees have got a great history of working together in a bipartisan effort and getting their work done early and having a good product everybody can agree on. And I understand this is a year divisible by two. It's an election year, and everybody doesn't want anything the other side can get credit for, but we need good policy, and let's always keep the eye on the ball and how can we continually improve our policy. We've got to get things done.
So the fact that it was an election year, you think played a pretty significant part in some of this derailment at the end?
I think everybody's always thinking about that next election and what consequences it has and what you can use for or against any candidate. And we really need to concentrate on how do we do things well together for all of Minnesota.
And finally, the prospects there, you mentioned like the tax bill and the possibility of that being signed and the other major bills. But as the session ends, anything that is concretely done that's good for Minnesota farmers?
Well, the list is not very long this year, and that's probably the frustrating thing. We did get a one-year moratorium on ditch mowing so we can continue to study the issue. We've had some positive changes for hours of service, and the University of Minnesota Ag Privacy Data Bill, where we talks about allowing ag data submitted as private, encouraging more to participate. So we did have some accomplishments, but quite frankly, not enough. We needed an ag policy bill and really wish the governor would have not vetoed that.
Anything else today, Kevin?
I think it's important. We're seeing a stretch of a little nicer weather here, but just seems like an awful lot of highway and roadway accidents with farm machinery and other ag implements. We're trying to get this crop in as we finish up spring planting. Everybody just be careful out there in the highway. A lot of slow-moving equipment, and help watch out for each other.